I'm Jeanette Goggins, Senior Auditor for the Office of Audit Services in Boston. Today I'm speaking with Kim Raposa, an audit manager here. The Office of Audit Services has done many hospital reviews in the last 3 years as part of our Hospital Compliance Initiative. Can you give us a little background on this initiative?
Sure. In 2010, our office began reviewing acute care hospitals by looking at many risk areas during an audit rather than just focusing on one risk area like we used to. We were able to identify these risk areas because we have increased our data storage, computer matching, and data analysis capabilities.
Explain risk areas.
One example of a risk area would be incorrectly billed transfers from acute care hospitals to post-acute settings like skilled nursing facilities. We can match skilled nursing facility claims to hospital claims to determine if the hospital billed the transfer claim correctly.
How have hospitals responded to this new type of review?
The majority of providers have responded positively. Hospital compliance officers have been following the published audit reports on our website and have been preparing for these types of audits. They've used our reports to educate their staff and enhance their billing procedures to comply with Medicare rules and regulations.
Can you tell us how the Hospital Compliance Initiative has evolved since it began in 2010?
In the beginning, our reviews focused on about 27 hospital billing issues that OIG had flagged over the last 20 years. Over time, we learned from our experience and added new billing issues. We also added a contract for medical review to help us with claims that require a medical professional's opinion.
And why is it so important for OIG to focus on hospitals?
We focus on hospitals for several reasons. The first is that payments to acute care hospitals make up about 45% of all Medicare fee-for-service payments. This was roughly $151 billion for 2011. The second reason is that hospital billing is very complex, making it prone to errors.
How many hospitals have you reviewed with this initiative?
We've completed reviews of 79 hospitals across the country and recovered about $34 million. We're actively working with another 25 hospitals right now.
Is the plan to review all hospitals?
No. With nearly 3,600 acute care hospitals, we don't have the resources to visit them all or review all of their claims. OIG chooses hospitals based on data analysis, discussions with Medicare contractors, or based on other OIG work. As this initiative has matured, we've started to include statistical sampling to draw conclusions about a larger portion of the hospital's claims.
What key things should hospitals and their compliance officers take from these reviews?
Hospitals should know first and foremost that we appreciate their cooperation. Secondly, they should keep in mind that these reviews are based on data from their Medicare claims and that each hospital review is unique. Because of this second factor, we review different risk areas at different hospitals and use both statistical and non-statistical methods for selecting our samples.
What about hospital management and governing boards? How do they fit into this picture?
Hospital compliance officers should use these reviews to involve and engage hospital management, governing boards, and audit committees. It's important for management to create a culture of compliance in their hospital.
What are the goals of the Hospital Compliance Initiative? What do you hope to see 3 to 5 years down the road?
We hope this improves hospital billing and reduces the number of billing errors. We also expect hospital compliance staff to proactively identify problems and return Medicare dollars billed in error.
Do you expect many changes to this initiative as time goes on?
The Hospital Compliance Initiative will adapt to new Medicare rules and regulations, as well as new hospital billing patterns. The key to this initiative is the flexibility to increase its effectiveness and achieve its goals.
Do you have any plans to expand these reviews to other types of providers?
Yes. We can transfer the concept of reviewing claims in multiple risk areas to other types of providers.
Thank you, Kim, for sharing this important information on the OIG's Hospital Compliance Initiative.
Thank you.